You've been in education a while, and now you're ready for a different kind of challenge. You've been thinking about what you can do in the next year or two to prepare for your next role. You want to stay in the education field, but maybe have a little different scenery. Today, let's talk about how to know when you're ready for that next career challenge and move into a leadership role. Hi, friend. Are you ready to move into a leadership position? Do you have interests and ambitions that you want to pursue, but feel like you don't know how to take that next step? Maybe you want to start your own coaching or consulting agency. I'm Mel, and I help educators define their career path through correct mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for your career transition. I will show you how to level up your leadership skills, share your expertise in a new way, create impact on a larger scale, and put your leadership in motion. As an educator for over 20 years, I started to feel underused and like I had more to give. I knew when the time had come for me to leave the classroom and affect change on a larger level. Now, I'm ready to help you determine where your talents and skills mesh with your passions and interests, put your leadership in motion, and move into that next phase of your educational career journey. Let me help you define your career path by having the right mindset, knowing your options, and getting prepared for that next leadership position. So power up and put your leadership in motion. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mel Vandevort. Thank you for joining me again today. I want to get started by reading a review on Apple Podcast. It is called Navigate All the Questions from Juliana of the God's Vibes podcast. And she says, Mel is the best guide when facing all of the questions that come up when you are in transition and ultimately intending to serve at your highest capacity. How refreshing to tune in to the wisdom offered here. Juliana, I thank you so much for your review, and I appreciate those words of kindness and encouragement. If you find value in this show or take away any learning at all, I would really appreciate it if you would hop over to Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts and leave me a rating and a review. That way my show gets noticed and helps encourage me to continue to bring you educational leadership content. And if you leave a rating and a review, I just might read yours on the show next. I'm sitting here right now as I'm recording this episode, and I'm watching my bearded dragon as he eats the spearmint that's growing in one of my plants. He's just hopping right up there and eating it right out of the planter. And he is one of two bearded dragons. I have a female bearded dragon as well. But his name is Tali, and he is definitely the leader of the two. He keeps her in line, but he also makes sure that she's protected and she knows what she's allowed to do and what she's not allowed to do. And of course, he just naturally took on that leadership role. And I think that's how it is with teachers who are ready to transition into a leadership role themselves. They just naturally know when it's time to make that change or when it's time to step up and transition into that leadership role. And when you're ready for that career challenge, it often indicates that you have a desire for professional growth and development and a desire for that deeper impact in education some way. You may just not know how to know if you're ready to make that change. There are a few signs to know if you're ready for that career challenge. Number one, you have mastery of your current role. Now, granted, we can all learn more about our role and we can always grow and be better in our role. But there comes a point in time where you are really, really good at whatever it is you're doing or whatever it is you're teaching. You're very confident and competent in your current teaching role. This can sometimes lead to boredom or lack of fulfillment, and you're just ready for either a new teaching position with more responsibilities to grow yourself some more, or you're ready to move into that leadership role. And mastery of your current role is a really strong foundation for taking on maybe some additional responsibilities and asking your principal if you can start pursuing that leadership and moving into that new role, preparing yourself to move into that new leadership role, which is number two, that desire to grow yourself. And it may not just be in your building and you asking your principal how you can step into more leadership opportunities to grow your skills. You may be seeking some outside avenues to grow as well. When I wanted to think about doing instructional design, I found a course that I could take that was online. I just did it at my own pace. I did it in the comfort of my own home, and I grew that skill. You may be interested in attending some different workshops, including an aspiring principal program. And as I mentioned already, you may just need to ask your principal if there is something in the building that you can do to increase your leadership skills, such as mentor another teacher who is new, or lead some professional development presentations, or maybe lead a cohort in some capacity, such as PLC. When I was a principal, I handpicked specific people in my building that showed leadership, and I had them as part of my leadership team, which was my PLC leadership team. And they were really kind of like my right-hand people. And so we met together once a week and we really discussed the inner workings of the building. And those were the people that I could depend on and that showed that initiative. So talk to your principal about that. Another really good way to really grow your skills and start moving into a leadership capacity is as an instructional coach. That will help you really build your skills and show what you can do and looks great on your resume as well, which is also number three, that desire to help others really grow themselves. And you have that desire
to be that person to help them. You have a lot of knowledge and expertise to share, and you would really like to be a mentor to a colleague. Number four, you're an innovator and a risk taker. And you're not opposed to trying something new and seeing if it works and adjusting if it doesn't. Number five, in the country we say get her done, and you have that get her done initiative. You are always proactively seeking ways to improve your school or your classroom environment. You like to take charge and get in the trenches and maybe organize events or lead committees. And you may be one of the first people to jump at a chance to try something new when your principal presents it to your building. You are not scared to take on a challenge. And number six, you set long-term goals. You have a career vision and you have a plan to get yourself there. And you see yourself as having your vision and mission outside of your particular classroom. And you want to impact education in a larger capacity. And you feel like you are really grounded in your sense of purpose, and your sense of purpose is to make that impact on a broader scale, a larger scale. If you have aspirations of any kind to step outside of the classroom and really start thinking about what you're going to do in the next year or two, don't wait to start that planning process. Even if you're going to stay in the classroom for a couple of more years, you can actually start really thinking about what you want to do, preparing for whatever it is, and making sure that you are completely prepared when the time comes. You want to make sure that you have the skills necessary, that you have the background necessary, that you've taken the steps to get there, and that you are ready to show the world what you've got to offer. And I can't say enough, find a mentor, find someone who can help you work out the details, but also will be there to support you and give you encouragement along the way, and give you that empowerment you need to really embrace this new purpose that you have found and step into your next role. Sit down and put it on paper. Write out your steps, write out your vision, write out your mission, write out the steps to get you there. What is that big long-term goal? backward plan like you would as a teacher. Make sure that you are completely prepared when you're ready to make that transition. You can go back and listen to episodes 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16, which actually gives you the steps that you need to really plan out your vision and your mission, create those goals, take action, and then reflect on those action steps. And if you need some help, please, please reach out to me. You can email me at melvandevort@gmail.com. Or you can grab a teacher transformation empowerment session with me by scheduling at the link in the show notes. Also, I have some links to some courses. There are a few different options, and they cover things like curriculum and instructional design, customer success, training and ed consulting, or freelancing. And you can click on those links, and these are self-paced courses that are already set up, ready to go. So if you are even thinking about it, check them out. See if they're right for you. There are a couple of different options. So you can do single courses. There are some bundles as well. And the 4-course bundle has all of those things that I just mentioned. So check those out and see if they are right for you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift you up and give you peace. Happy Friday, my friend.